Welcome again to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to share our hearts with one another. Not only me sharing, but people calling in and sharing what is happening in their lives as well, and really encouraging one another. I pray that we can do that more than we've ever done before because we need each other. Father, we need each other to help us to see all the goodness that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today I'm going to be bringing in a couple of stories from two different people, and I think it's going to really encourage you because not only do I share things out of my own life, but many people call me, and they call and they tell me how their lives have changed. Well, I'm going to share a couple of them with you right now. One of the ladies that I talked to just a couple of days ago, she's actually one of my board members and knows a lot about what I teach as far as spiritual roots and blocks to healing. And so she calls and says, you know, I have got this really bad pain in my leg and it's really, really hurting and I can't sleep and I can't walk and it's been going on for several days now. And she thinks it's arthritis or something in her leg. And so we're talking, and I know that arthritis is an autoimmune disease, and it also is rooted in self-hatred and self-rejection and self-conflict. I asked her, I said, so have you gotten rid of unforgiveness in your heart towards people? Because bitterness is behind it. And she says, yeah, I can't think of anybody. I've done all I could. And then all of a sudden, the Lord downloaded to me, ask her about herself. And I said, so let me ask you this question. Are you in self-conflict about anything? Are you mad at yourself? Are you trying to keep up with your own expectations or the expectations of another? And she said, yes, that's it. I didn't even know that I can have that against myself like that. What she did was she stopped and said, Lord, I recognize that I have self-hatred and I'm trying to earn people's approval and I'm not making the mark, and actually speaking to the Lord about what was in her heart. And while she was speaking, she goes, Linda, my leg, it's not hurting anymore. It absolutely stopped. And not only that, my foot stopped hurting. I didn't even know to even include that. But my whole body does not have any pain anymore. You see, what happened was she got rid of what was in her heart that was keeping the pain alive in her body. See, if you've got pain that's attacking you, it's because you've been attacking yourself. If, you know, pain is attacking you. I don't care where it's from. It's attacking you. So we've got to stop, ask ourselves, what kind of pain do I have in my body? And ask the Lord if you have any bitterness against another or against yourself or even against God. All of these work into our body. You know, our bodies tell on us. It's our report card, actually. It tells on us what's going on in our heart. Because when she said to me, no, I'm good. I'm fine. There's nothing that I can think of that I need to forgive. But yet her body was still telling on her. And I says, well, something's up because your body is still sick. Your body is still in pain. And there is a spiritual root behind that. And it is bitterness of some sort. So as we continue to investigate it, she realized it was her. She just got clean before the Lord in her heart. A few days later, I talked to her. She goes, I'm absolutely great. I've been sleeping the best I've ever slept. I don't have any pain. It is gone. We prayed a couple of days earlier about it, and I spoke over her life, and the pain left, but it came back. Why? Because she never dealt with the heart condition. So she dealt with her heart condition. That's the first story I'm going to share with you. Now, the second story is this. There was a woman who called me about the same time that I talked to my friend about her leg. And we were just having a conversation. And I just love when we just have conversations. And all of a sudden, some things start coming up in my spirit to say. And she's one of those individuals that are open to receiving things that we talk about. We go back and forth. It's that whole iron sharpens iron stuff. You know, we need people in our lives that aren't afraid to tell us things. She had been going through really hard grief towards the loss of her husband. So we talked about that a little bit. So she said she just feels like she's been attacked. She's been in a hard time. And so she began to talk about, I says, well, what exactly is the attack? You know, it's condemnation, telling me that I'm not going to be able to do this myself and that I'm not worthy and what all those things that are attacking her mind. And maybe some of you have experienced where you're just hearing your mind tell you, you can't do this. You're not able. You need a man or you need a woman or you need a... No, you have whatever you need in you. If you are a Christian, you have what you need in you. All right. So we're talking and I said, guilt and condemnation, because that's what she was feeling, a lot of condemnation. She heard the accuser telling her all kinds of things, attacking her character, her personage, and all this stuff. And I said, well, you know, you cannot be attacked if there's nothing in you to attack. So an accuser actually uses truth against you. And I began to tell her that because of her own lack of self-worth, that's where the enemy can attack her. So he starts telling her how horrible she is, how much she can't do this or that. And I said, you have got to go to the Lord with every accusation that you hear and ask the Lord to show you in your heart what you're harboring about yourself, about others, about the Lord. Because the enemy can only attack what is in you. People accused Jesus, but he never took it in. He knew who he was. He never had anything in him that attached to that accusing word. Yes, the enemy uses truth against people, but he also uses lies. So we have to decide which is which. If it's a lie, your spirit won't bear witness to it. You'll just go, you know what? I forgive them. They don't know what they're talking about. But if you get to the place where you say, wow, ouch, that hurt. Oh my goodness. I can't handle it. Then there's something in you giving enemy permission to attack you. All right. So you are responsible. We are responsible for ourselves. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26, that we are to recover ourselves from the snare of the devil through truth. So once we're able to see the truth in our own heart, like my friend, she goes, I never saw that before. I never saw that I could do something about the accuser. You can shut the mouth of the accuser, people, by getting rid of what is in you that he's accusing you of. So in this particular situation, she's got issues of self-worth because her self-worth kept being attacked. She lost her husband, so she felt like she couldn't do anything anymore because she did everything with him. Well, now the Lord is her husband, and she has everything she needs to go even further than when she was with her husband. But she has to know this in her spirit. And then when you know this, the enemy can't play games with you anymore. Once you know this, once you know you have what you need, you have the power, you are able, the Lord is with you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to lead and guide you. You can do all things through Christ. The enemy cannot lie to you. He cannot tell you lies. He cannot use your own self issues against yourself. So once we talked about it, she said, I've never seen that before. See, when we start talking to each other, things just kind of start bouncing off. I love conversations like this because I'm helping her. She's helping me. We speak to each other. She told me about another thing that happened is I wrote a book called Grieving Loss Without the Bitter Pain, because a lot of people are grieving their loss like this woman did, and she has been. But she said that book absolutely taught her and ministered to her like no other grieving book or ministry has ever done. She says she's going to pick up several to share with her friends because there was some practical things, because I wrote the book when I lost my sister to cancer and the grieving was so tremendous. I didn't know how to handle it. And the Lord showed me how, and it is so beautiful. So definitely pick up my book called Grieving Loss Without the Bitter Pain. Now, if you contact me directly, you can actually pick up a downloadable version of it for free. Just contact me. Contact me at linda@truthfrees.org, truthfrees.org, and ask for that book and I will send it to you. So anyway, she had experienced a lot of grief. She's still going through a little bit, but now she's got something to work on against the accuser. Because when you have a loss, when you're in a loss mode and you've lost a loved one, you've got a void. And now the enemy wants to fill it, okay? He wants to come in and start telling you, oh, see? Then he starts to make you feel guilty of the loss. You know, like, oh, I should have done that more. Why didn't I say that? Why couldn't I do that better? Why did I do this? I didn't know they were going to die. I could have been a better person. Those are all the things that the enemy is coming in to tell you. Because how can he tell you anything? Because during your relationship, maybe you weren't the best person in the world you could have been. So he's going to use that truth against you. You've got to stop it. You've got to take it at the neck and say, you know what? I repent for not being exactly perfect with this loved one. And I ask you, Father, to heal me, purge me, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. The enemy will have nothing to use against you when you come clean before the Lord. Every sin is forgivable. Every guilty conscience is forgivable. The Bible says, if your heart condemn you, God is greater than your heart. Grab a hold of that. That he is greater than how you feel right now. If you feel guilty or you feel like, you know, like I was talking earlier about the lady with the pain in her leg. Go to the Lord and say, Father, in my heart, do I have bitterness against me? It's all about your heart, people. It's all about your heart. It's a matter of your heart. Connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. We're coming up to our third year on the radio, and I'm still really needing support to help us keep on the radio. If you want to help, please contact me, and I would love to hear from you. We only need $300 a month to keep on the air. If anybody can help in that arena, I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening in, and I hope to talk to you again soon. God bless you.